All right, before we do that, though, it is Friday night, so it's time for Reality Check, our weekly segment with Tracy Swartz, the ink columnist at the Chicago Tribune. She talks to us about the reality television storylines that revolve around Chicago. Tracy, how you doing? So I have a couple of big questions. I did a little bit of research today. One, let's first start with Married at First Sight. And what happened here? We lost a couple already. Like that was quick, right? They were supposed to be for a while, and you have breaking news on a divorce.
Right. So 3 weeks ago, we talked about the reunion show. We mentioned how it was a first for the franchise that all three of these Chicago couples decided that they were going to stay together at the end of the 8-week experiment. As you recall, this is people, strangers, meeting at the altar at the Palmer House and staying married. And so all three couples said at the end of the 8 weeks, they were going to stay together. Then at the reunion, we don't know when the reunion was filmed. They said that they were still together. And that reunion aired earlier this month. And now this week, one of the couples said that they are getting divorced.
They're out. Well, you know what? I don't want to say I saw it coming, but they did meet. They did meet and get married right away. I mean, that's the premise of the show. So I guess that is inevitable.
Right. I mean, most of the couples on this show, of the 15 couples, because this was the show's fifth season, 15 couples, only four are still together.
Wow.
And that includes the two couples from the most recent Chicago season.
Wow. But the other two couples are still intact.
So far, I'm pretty optimistic that at least one of them will, you know, last for a very long time. The other one is kind of hit or miss for me. The couple that broke up was the one that we talked about. They never were physically intimate.
Right.
Again, details that I'm sure you wanted to know.
Again, I don't want to say that I knew what was going to happen, but yeah. All right, so let's talk about, before we get to the premiere coming up here of Love Blows, which is another great, great name for a reality let's talk about... I want to do Bachelor in Paradise too, but I saw today, and I felt like I almost knew what was happening. But I saw that the Bachelor, Nick, is breaking up with his lady, and that has nothing to do with Chicago. But that was the big news today.
Right. So it was actually, I was just thinking about this. It is not even a year since Nick was picked to be the Bachelor, and then he filmed his intro here in Chicago just like almost a year ago. So barely a year has passed between him finding out that he was the Bachelor, filming that entire series. The series airs, you know, he picks a woman and already broken up with her in a year.
Wow. Well, he's got to break up because he gets to get eligible again for another Bachelor, right? And that's
I don't think so.
That was his fourth turn.
He was on The Bachelorette twice, one season of Bachelor in Paradise, and then he was The Bachelor. And he's already done what most of them do, which is be on Dancing with the Stars after that.
Oh, I see.
Pretty soon I'm going to see him on Worst Cooks in America, which is where they go after Dancing with the Stars.
There's a format that these guys take. All right, good. All right, so Bachelor in Paradise still continuing. How are our Chicago guys, Digby and Bigby, doing?
Iggy and Diggy. Iggy had a terrible week. He was kicked off because he spent more time in Mexico making friends with his bros and palling around with them instead of trying to find a love
connection.
He's out.
So he's kicked off. He's done.
He's done. And he was kicked off in the most horrible way, which was quietly. Essentially, the women gave out roses this week, and there were more men than women. So four men went home. And of the four men, they showed like three exit interviews, which is basically you stand in front of the camera and say, I can't believe this happened, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they didn't show an Iggy exit interview. Instead, they showed one of the other guys fumbling with his seatbelt on the ride home.
No respect for Iggy.
But it was a good week for Diggy.
Yeah, so Diggy's still in it.
Diggy actually went on two dates this week. One very uncomfortable horseback ride. And then he seemed to make a love connection with one of the women. But these love connections on this show are so fleeting. It's like...
Yeah. This isn't The Bachelor. This is Bachelor in Paradise, right? This is a different
right.
kind of...
So, basically, well, they cut people off and then they send more people in. So every time you think that there's a love connection, a new person comes in and like totally breaks it up.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. I'm sorry I missed this week's episode. All right. So as we wrap here, let's talk about Love Blows. This is the premiere episode. You mentioned this one before. And then in the email today, you said that. I was like, that's a dumb name. But I also tell us about this one. This one has Chicago connections as well.
Okay, so it's on WeTV. It's actually premiering right now. It started at 9 o'clock. Okay. So for those people who are doing double duty, maybe they have Love Blows on mute while they're listening to you. This is a show about a family that of matchmakers and all the drama that comes with matchmaking. I saw the first episode. The title is pretty apt. It was... very confusing to me because I was watching this episode and I was like, when did this episode film? Because they spent this entire episode talking about this one client that they wanted to land, and they were waving around Chicago Magazine. And the Chicago Magazine, you know how they do their annual singles issue. So they're like, we got to get this guy. He's like the number one bachelor in Chicago. And so I Googled this guy, and he was the number one bachelor in Chicago in 2012.
hey, that still could hold. You know,
that's only
5 years ago.
I guess. I mean, something like being a bachelor seems like a fleeting title if you, you know, suddenly find yourself in a relationship. But, yeah, it actually filmed last summer here. And I did talk to the guy who was featured in the episode. The Chicago's most eligible bachelor of 2012 is still single, in case any of the ladies want to know. And this is a 6-episode series, and it airs Friday nights on WeTV, which I'm sure is your favorite channel.
Yeah, it's top two. Maybe three. All right, Tracy Swartz, she is the ink columnist for Chicago Tribune, joins us every Friday night with Reality Check. Tonight, giving us an update on Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like we need to play like a slow song out to give remembrance to Iggy.
Was Iggy, it
Iggy?
Yes.
Iggy, yes, for losing. But Diggy, he's still around. And, of course, the premiere tonight of Love Blows, the matchmaking show that's set in Chicago. Tracy, we're off next week, so we'll catch up with you after Labor Day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.